Chapter 34, Valencia. I must admit, it was a little disappointing to find out that the snake wasn't poisonous. Now that I'd want Chet's throat to swell up or anything, I would never wish something like that on anyone. But an arm infected with poisonous and a scary trip to the emergency room would have been nice. But then Chet would have been a big dramatic story to tell, so maybe it was for the best. I could picture it now. I went to the emergency room and almost died, man. It was a close call for a while there. The doctor said I was lucky that I killed that cobra when I did. Good thing I had enough strength to demolish it and throw it down that well. Then again, he'll probably tell that story anyway. After Chet walks off, I pick up the pillowcase like it's a dirty sock. I wasn't crazy about the idea of holding something that had touched Chet's sweat, but I'd already littered the woods with my mother's old bulls. The least I could do was throw this atrocious object away. I didn't want some squirrel family to find it, or sacred. The thought of sacred cuddling up with something like Chet's pillowcase didn't set well with me. When I glance back at Jen and Kaori, they seem confused, like they don't know who I am all of a sudden. We should go into business together, Kaori says. What? I ask. I couldn't have heard that right. We should go into business together, Kaori says again. I know about the spiritual world, and you know about the natural world. It's the perfect partnership. That's probably why fate brought us together as friends. Friends. Something about the way she says it makes me feel like I found something. I know it sounds corny, but in that moment, with that one word, I already feel like a different person. Is that possible? Or it could have been just a coincidence, I say. There are no coincidences, Jen and Kaori say at the same time. For the some reason that makes us all laugh, and I don't care that I'm holding Chet's disgusting pillowcase anymore. Once we stop laughing, Kaori's face turns serious. But first, she begins, you have to tell us the truth about something. She and Jen glance at each other.